question has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y H 615 at gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Things this morning. If you have your Bible, this is one of those days that I would. Does anyone in here have a NIV? Anyone has the NIV translation with you this morning? Anybody who has the NIV translation? I'm going to read the King James, but I should have brought my NIV Bible with me. Amen. Amen. I don't know if they have the NIV back there. Somebody, you have it on your phone. That's a smartphone. And you can't give that phone to me. I'm only kidding. If you have it on your phone, let me hold your phone just for a minute. Oh, you're going to pull it up. NIV. I want chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. Let me go ahead and read it from the King James. Thank you. King James says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which works in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things," look what it says, "without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and homeless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." Praise God. Verse 16 says, "Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in that day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." Don't you change on me. The NIV. "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling and arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. Verse 16, and as you hold firmly to the word of life, and then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run a labor in vain. You may be seated. I want to talk for a little while about being zealous for God's good work. Being zealous for God's good work. In our text, the Apostle Paul is being braggadocious, if you will, about the believers at the Philippian church. Paul commended this body of believers for their efforts to support him while in prison, and also because of their continued efforts in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, they were zealous for Jesus Christ. They were what I would call fanatics for Jesus Christ. Yes, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't worry about if they call you a fanatic. That's a good thing. Praise God. See, Paul is talking about a people having a zeal to work for God. Let me just go to Webster's dictionary. Webster defines the word zeal as eagerness in pursuing any course of object, an ardent interest, fervor, and a zealot is a person who shows zeal. I'm talking about especially excessive zeal. I'm talking about a fanatic. Yeah. Praise God. And I don't know about you. I know for a fact I have become a fanatic for Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, I have become a fanatic for Jesus Christ, and I pray that you become a fanatic for Jesus Christ. They make songs about fanatics, praise God. Y'all want to know one of the songs that they make about a fanatic? Y'all been singing it all the time, and y'all just didn't realize it was talking about you. Praise God. You know, one of the fanatics, they thought, I am on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord, for my Lord. I would what? I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Now that's a fanatic. Praise God. That's a person who is a zealot. That's a person who loves God to the point where they are completely going to serve him. Praise God. Not now, but until they die. There's another fanatic song that y'all hear, a zealous. Oh, y'all know what it is? Praise God. There's a song that we used to sing, I'm sold out and my mind is made up. How many people in here today who you are sold out and your mind is made up? You see, a person who is sold out and their mind is made up, they don't care what this world has to offer. I'm just telling you, they don't care. Praise God. They can offer them all of the glittering generalities. They can offer them all the things in the world, but those things are not going to move them because they are sold out. Praise God. Amen. Jesus Christ came to this world to do the work of his Father and to encourage others. I'm talking about believers to engage in doing the things that God wants them to do. He would have us to serve him with eagerness and enthusiasm. When I come to church, I come to church to serve the Lord with eagerness. Amen. That's why I can stand up and I can sing a song. I can walk around. I can wave my hand. I can smile. I can sometimes act crazy. Yeah. Praise God, because I come to serve him with eagerness, and I come to serve him with enthusiasm. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. You know, how I can do that, Sister Bernadine? Because when I was in the world, man, I served the devil with enthusiasm. Oh, yeah, they didn't have to tell me. Praise God. Y'all want to see me act a fool? Huh? Just give me some vodka and orange juice and I could get out there on the floor. Couldn't dance a lick, but guess what? I would get out there. So I served him, I'm talking about the devil, with some enthusiasm. So now that I am under the ark of safety, there is no way that I'm gonna come in here, praise God, and try to serve him with apathy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God, like I don't care, like I'm not motivated. Yeah. Praise God, I'm going to serve him with enthusiasm. I'm not going to serve him with indifference. Yeah. Praise God, like it's not important, because what we do is important. Yes, it is. And I believe that once the church of God catch on fire, and realize the work that we're doing is important, praise God, until we realize that, we're going to have some trouble trying to turn this world upside down. Yeah, amen. We cannot come in here and play, praise God, and then go back out there and oh, I better not say that. I said the songs that we sing, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I'm sold out. My mind is made up. You see, there are some things that happen to us, praise God, when we become zealots for Jesus Christ. When we become zealous and we want to do the good work of God, praise God. Five things that I'm going to get out of here, praise God. The very first thing that we find that happened to us, praise God, that when we become a zealot, when we become sold out, praise God, it validates the genuineness of our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. I know somebody writing that down. Let me say that again. It validates the genuineness of our faith in Jesus Christ. You see, if we truly have faith in Jesus Christ, we will eagerly, praise God, work for him. Nobody has to beg us to do anything. Nobody would have to beg us to do anything. Oh no, man, we'll be so enthused to do something for him because of what he has done for us. Amen. Book of James. James has been called the book of practical religion. James provides a number of tests by which it is impossible for us to validate the truthfulness and sincerityness and the genuineness of our faith. You see, James would have us to seriously question the kind of faith that does not produce good work. Oh boy, I know I'm getting in some trouble, but I got to have it. That's why it's so good to have the Word of God. I want you to put on the marquee, James chapter 2, verses 14, 15, 16, and 17. And just let me talk about it a little while. I'm talking about being zealous to do God's good work. Amen. Look what James says in James chapter 2, verse 13, he actually